It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado native was one of two FBI agents killed in a shooting in Florida yesterday. The FBI says Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger and a colleague were killed while executing a search warrant in a child pornography case. It happened near Fort Lauderdale. Three other agents were wounded. Schwarzenberger graduated from Pueblo South High School. She was 43 years old. A large Colorado public lands bill could get approval from Congress this year. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper and Representative Joe Neguse have reintroduced the CORE Act, a public lands bill that would increase protections on more than 400,000 acres of land across the western half of the state. With Democrats controlling both chambers, the bill stands a much better chance of passage. Hickenlooper says he's been talking to his colleagues there about the bipartisan support the bill has on the local level.
When I've been saying that to Republicans and Democrats here, I've got initially positive responses.
Locals who have been working on the CORE Act for over a decade are optimistic about its chances. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Congressman Doug Lamborn is asking the Government Accountability Office to look into the process behind the decision to locate the U.S. Space Command in Alabama. Lamborn sent a letter asking whether all the proposed sites, including Colorado's Peterson Air Force Base, were held to the same standards in the decision. Huntsville, Alabama, was named the permanent home of the new military branch in the final days of the previous presidential administration, prompting swift bipartisan backlash in Colorado. Lamborn is a Republican. Two Democratic representatives have asked the Pentagon's Inspector General to look into it. Close to 30,000 sandhill cranes will soon return to Colorado's San Luis Valley. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
The large gray and crimson birds typically spend the early winter at Bosque del Apache National Wildlife Refuge in New Mexico before starting their spring migration. The gangly birds are known for a feisty mating dance and a loud trumpeting call. The sandhill cranes will likely stop over in southern Colorado through late March before heading north again. The cranes usually return to Colorado during the fall on their way back to New Mexico. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.